and Asaji Gulbahar Girls' School, there's no running water. The classrooms are crowded, and many students sit on the floor. But peeking through a rip in the window screen, each girl has a look of complete concentration.
First of all, you're not going to go anywhere without a good education.
That's Sergeant Heather Carrier. She's part of the Kentucky National Guard's agribusiness development team. She and her fellow soldiers came to hand out school supplies their friends and family back home collected.
Salam. The pens and notebooks to them, in my eyes, it represents hope that somebody actually cares if they're going to school.
According to the U.S. State Department, 37% of Afghan students are girls, which is an increase from a decade ago, but it's still less than half. Nagia Habibi is one of those students fighting the odds.
Our society is male-dominated. I want this mindset to change and society to value women more.
No amount of school supplies can erase the past, but pens and notebooks may be all the girls need to write their own future. Air Force Staff Sergeant Shannon Ofiara, Kapisa Province, Afghanistan.